as if they were made from delicate china and enameled in glossy colors. Some had iridescent wings. In human standard gravity, they would have been too heavy to fly. A few evoked crustaceans, their antennae and carapaces glimmering with jeweled colors. Airborne lobsters. A skinny creature darted out of the trees, aloft on diaphanous blue wings, its segmented body as long as my arm. It came straight at me, and I jumped aside, my pulse ratcheting up. It went on with no more than a high-pitched whine. After that, I walked even more carefully. The next one might not be so tolerant. I christened the animals arthrops, after the earth phylum Arthropoda, which included insects and crustaceans. These creatures probably defined their own phylum, though, one unlike any human classification. I chose Earth because human life had developed there, though many of us had long been separated from our mother world. Yes, Earth. My memories returned gently, awaking like bubbles adrift in the air, their surfaces thinning, spinning, waning, until finally their contents dispersed in a mist of recollections. I had never considered Earth home, nor had my ancestors. We had been separated from our mother world for 6 millennia, through the rise and fall of empires, and then their rise again. I hiked in a daze, my feet and skin burning from scratches. I tried to numb my mind so I wouldn't think about how much it hurt. The sky turned scarlet, and red shadows darkened the trees. Nanomeds in my body measured the gases dissolving in my blood. Nanomeds? Yes, nanomeds. They cruised my body, little labs the size of molecules. Different types performed different functions, such as catalyzing reactions, repairing bonds, or ferrying nutrients. They also analyzed the atmosphere. It had a low oxygen content, but enough for survival. I doubted this place just happened to fit human life so well. Biosculptors, those gentler cousins of terraformers, had probably fine-tuned it. If so, surely people lived here. Somewhere. If I could just find them. The night never truly became dark. The sky turned the color of dark bricks. Accompanied by the percussive songs of clicking, clacking arthrops, I clambered over ridges and mossy knolls. My neural compass kept me going in roughly a straight line. The trees breathed hostility. Startled, I came to a halt. I turned in a circle, straining to see. Only arthrops moved in the shadows. Was my mind interpreting this bizarre place as a hostile emotion? Saints knew I was in trouble. I needed shelter, water, and food. Although this forest surely required vast amounts of water, I had found none, and my attempts to dig had brought up no more than a loam so rich its scent overpowered me. The water these huge roots tapped might be buried too deep to reach. The prospect of catching arthrops and drinking whatever fluids kept them alive made my stomach lurch, but soon I might have no choice. Plunging on, I sought to leave this place of undefined anger. I pushed through a tangle of stalks, flags, and tripods, and ran smack into a gargantuan root 3 times my height. I couldn't go around it. The ridge extended in both directions, plunging into masses of tripod bush. Dismayed, I stared up at its shadowed bulk. Did this forest have no end? My muscles ached. Gouges covered my arms and legs. Bruises purpled my knees.